Well, hey, thoughtful leader, welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. On this show, I interview purpose-driven founders, experts, and change makers who are making a real impact in the world. Want to be a guest? Simple. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click podcast. I'd love to promote your story to our audience of over 100,000 and across over 2,300 daily episodes and counting. Want to get booked on other great shows like this? Simple. Go to podverified.com and get your free guest authority score. Thousands of hosts are looking for high-quality guests, and PodVerified connects you the right way. Now, let's dive into today's episode. Well, I'm excited for this one. With us right now, I've got John Francis. John, you are the founding father of Father's Eve. We're going to talk about that. You're found on the web at fathers-eve.com. Just for fun, if you search back, I think it was several years ago, John, we had a great conversation about your work as Johnny Franchise, which for kicks, someone wants background, they can see your other work. And we've got that linked in the show notes for this episode as well. But John, it's so great to have you.
Thank you, Josh. I'm glad to be here. I'm really excited to share my story and share it with your audience.
Well, what you're doing, I'm such a huge fan of, and we're going to talk about that. Before we do, you know, I always love to, I didn't tell you about this, but, you know, always love to ask, you know, our guests, you know, what they're doing for fun or enjoyment outside of work. And I understand you had kind of an adventuresome weekend.
Well, yeah, you know, it's, I live in Minnesota, and this time of year in the fall is hunting season. And we actually went pheasant hunting this past weekend with, I have two brothers-in-law and then a small group of friends. And we actually went to South Dakota, which you can drive over there from here. And I got to tell you, Josh, the pheasant hunting in South Dakota, I think it's the best in the world. I mean, there's people there from all over the place who come in just to hunt those birds. And, you know, you do a lot of walking, you're walking these fields, there's dogs that are working and flushing the birds and retrieving the birds. And it's a really great time. And the weather cooperated. We had decent weather, good clear skies, and it's just beautiful scenery out there. And there's nothing like it. I think it's one of those, it's a combination of the people, the place, and the activity. And you put it all together, and we just had a fantastic weekend. So it was a lot of fun. And we got our birds. You know, we always come back with the birds. And like I shared, you can, we cook some pheasants, you know, we'll eat them and we'll take care, we'll enjoy that. But we'll also trade them and share them with other people who want to get them but really can't find them. And so it becomes kind of an exchange or a barter. And it's really just kind of fun, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think that this is a great kind of opener or segue into Father's Eve. So give us an overview of the great work that you're doing and the mission and purpose behind this.
Well, yeah, thank you. Father's Eve actually started as an accident in my garage. Geez, it's been a while. It was 2012 was the accident, we call it. And the idea is to get guys together, and we say we connect, share, and celebrate fatherhood. So Father's Eve is just a function of the calendar. It's the night before Father's Day, of course. Everybody knows Father's Day is the third Sunday in June, and I love Father's Day with my wife and my kids, and I lost my dad, sadly, but we celebrate the fatherhood in our family on Father's Day. Father's Eve is the night before, it's just for the dads. So think of it as a dad's night out. It's a chance for guys to get together and have some fun and share some stories and really just kind of hang out. There's not much of a program, and we're not selling anything. We're not buying anybody. We're not solving anyone's problems. We're really just get together and enjoy each other's company. And the common denominator is we're all dads, or we all have dads. And we want to celebrate that fatherhood. And what I've learned, Josh, is if I can bring guys together for good, we can do some good together. Sometimes we volunteer. We've turned ours into a fundraiser for charity groups. But what I find is a lot of guys take for granted being a dad and being a father and the impact that they have on their family and their community and their, in their environment. And so if I can help guys just be a little more intentional about being a better father or a better husband or whatever, it really makes a lot of impact and has tremendous potential, I think, to help people at a lot of levels. So over the years, we've tried a lot of things and we've had a lot of fun with it. I like to say it's fun, it's free, it's everywhere, right? We're not, it's not a club, it's not a membership, it's not some kind of secret. We do it in a variety of locations and bars and restaurants and churches and schools. And I still do it in my garage here in Minnesota. And guys host, we call it an event, Father's Eve, all over the country. And then we have some fun with a toast that we do, a countdown toast. So everybody knows New Year's Eve, you got to wait till midnight, right? And you count it down, and the clock strikes 12. It's 10, 9, 8, all the way down. We back that up to 8 o'clock because I want to go home by 10:30, right? I don't want to see midnight. So we do a countdown toast in each of the four U.S. time zones at 8 o'clock, and we stream that now on Zoom, and we have some fun with that. We're telling some dad jokes, and we get guys zooming in from all over the country. But that time zone kind of wave crosses the country, and you see the different events and the different guys zooming in different time zones. Some guys are with us just for 5 minutes, just to do the toast in their time zone. Other guys are hanging out with us all night because they've got an event or a group or a party going on, and we let it run in the background. And it's just fascinating to see guys connect. We find that there's an isolation issue, right? A lot of guys kind of don't know how to make friends, or they lose touch with their friends. They get real focused on their work or something else, and they get distracted from their own personal time. So we think Father's Eve can alleviate some of that and create that connection point. I like to say, bring your buddies or come make some new ones, and come out to Father's Eve.
Well, John, could you share just a little bit about why I have my experiences, why this is so valuable right now? And I'll just preface this with just a little bit of my experience. It is really hard to get together with guy friends. I don't know why. I find that in my work of just like, asking a friend if they want to go play pool, do you know, want to go to, I mean, it's, I don't know. It takes very concerted effort. And I don't know why that's the case. It doesn't seem like my wife and her friends have quite the challenge that I do.
Yeah, sadly, I think you're right. I think a lot of guys, it's got to be something. It's got to be a game or a concert or some kind of an activity, to bring them out. They don't want to just go hang out for no reason, right? That feels like maybe you guys just want to be purposeful or somehow productive. We got to be doing something if we get together. Well, I don't think like that. I guess I'm interested to just see my friends or connect with guys kind of with no agenda. And that's what Father's Eve really is. There's really no agenda. There's nothing, there's no program, there's no speech, there's nothing formal about it. We just get together and have a good time. And if guys want to tell some stories and learn from each other, that's great. But yeah, I think the challenge, I think COVID kind of wrecked it for a lot of people. When everyone got locked out and they had to stay home and stay away from each other, and that created some, I guess we lost some habits or skills maybe in how to connect and in real life. Although I think a lot of that is old news now. I think people are able to get out and go around and have some fun if they want. So I think what happens to guys is that, like I said, they get busy with work, or they get busy with, other things they're involved with. And if, like, I'm not much of a golfer, but I've got a lot of friends that golf a lot, and so they go golfing, and it's like, well, that's not really something I want to do. The time and the money, the commitment is just, I'd rather go do something else. But maybe Father's Eve becomes that common denominator because it's easy and it's free, and it's in real life. If you want to go to a place or host an event for yourself or your own guys, Or if you want to just join us online, there's multiple ways to participate. So I think by lowering the expectations and really just making it totally accessible to anybody, and people say, well, can my kids come? Can my wife come? I'm like, sure, of course. We're totally inclusive. We'll welcome everyone, but we really invite the guys, the dads. So we're open. And I'm a more the merrier kind of an abundance attitude. I think we can all learn from each other and have some fun together.
John, would you mind talking about the impact that you've already had? I mean, you've got national press coverage. Like,
Yeah.
this is quite a movement. The website is fathereseve.com. Obviously, to a lot of folks that are listening to this, we might be founders, consultants, coaches, working our tails off day to day. John, we need that downtime, and we must, in my opinion, prioritize that. I think, when you're earlier, you might feel like you can get away with less of that. But after a while, you kind of, especially I think if you get into this second stage of life, kids are getting older and stuff, you recognize, no. If I stop investing into my own personal bank, I'm not as much fun to be around. I'm less productive at work.
Yeah.
This very much, just from a cost benefit analysis, has become a huge priority for me. But I'm sorry,
Yeah.
getting back to the original point, talk about the impact that you've had so far.
Yeah, well, we've made some we've made an impact, definitely. I think well, we've raised some money over the years for charity groups. We did in Minneapolis and my events in the past few years, we've raised money for charities. I think we're up to almost $40,000 that we've raised for various charities. We've done some other fundraisers around the country. There's groups, for example, my group in Cincinnati does a diaper drive at their event. So bring diapers and they give the diapers to a diaper bank, for families that can't afford it or need that sort of thing. It's like a food bank, but for kids, for little kids, for supplies and equipment for little kids. When your kids get potty trained, God bless them, and you got a case of diapers that you didn't use, you can't take them back because you've opened it. But there's obviously we don't want to throw them away, so we'll put them into circulation through a diaper drive. That's just one example. I think the other thing that I've heard from guys over the years that come after Father's Eve, we do a survey or we get some social media exposure, and then we say, hey, how did you like it? What did you do? What was the best? And I've had guys respond to me and say, I didn't really know what to expect. Me and my buddy showed up, and there were 15 other guys there hanging out. And so guys come in to Father's Eve as strangers. They may not know each other, but they're coming to the same place with really the same kind of no agenda, just curious or interested really just kind of do whatever you want. There's nothing to it. But by the end of the night, they're all friends. They've all connected. And they come back the next year. It's like, hey, I'm going to do it again. We'll see you again. And so we're building some relationships, some friendships, some ideas. Like when I was earlier, when my kids were younger, I had guys who would show up and I'd say, hey, tell me about your family. Tell me about your kids. Oh, I've got little kids or whatever. And I would say, let me tell you how I taught my kid how to ride a bicycle. Right. Here's what worked. Here's what I would do different next time. Here's what didn't work. Or like my oldest is out of college now. But a few years ago, I was looking for dads whose kids went to college, and I'd say, hey, what happened that you didn't expect? I mean, I can read, I can listen, but I'd love to talk to someone whose kid went to college and say, what was not obvious? What were you surprised by when they got to college or in their college experience? What can I be prepared for? So we get the old guys teaching the young guys, and then really the young guys teaching the old guys. When Snapchat was a new thing, it's like, what is this? My kid's on this, and what am I supposed to do with it? So the guys are sharing ideas and strategies, I guess, for, again, being a better husband, being a better father. Trying to understand, what's important, what's not important. And then telling stories. I say, tell your dad story about your dad, about my, I would talk about my dad and my experience as the son in the family, or I'll tell you the story about me and my family and my kids and being the dad to my children. And, everybody has their ups and downs. I mean, I don't know anybody who's had just a straight line of experience. There's all kinds of chaos and real
Completely.
life that comes in. And we get guys in what we call a judgment-free environment. Like nobody's there to keep score or keep track. We're just there to talk about it as much as you want to, or not at all if you don't want to. Nobody really cares. And we're just there to have a good time. We have some games. We do a bags tournament with the cornhole. We have some fun with that. And some of the guys are very competitive, and we'll set up a tournament. They'll go crazy for a little 3-inch trophy, just to say that they won, and so we have some fun creating those kind of environments. But I think the impact really is on the guys who connect while they're there. And they leave knowing they've got some support, some new guys or some new friends, people they can talk to or connect with. I had guys at one of my events who got hired by somebody else at the event, right? He was looking for a job. I said, well, talk to that guy. He owns a business or two. And so we've had some of the kind of random networking. I mean, that's not really the intention, but those things happen. When you put the right people in the right environment with kind of clear expectations of not much, good things happen because they're creative and they're interesting and they're a lot of fun. And so we have a lot of fun. The whole thing is to have a good time. That's what we're all about.
The website is fathersEve.com. There are events throughout the country. I saw that there are events here in Orlando where I live. So I am really looking forward to joining my next local event. But let's give some calls to action. Where do people go? Obviously, everything is at fathersEve.com. And how do fathers get involved?
Yeah, well, I mean, they would go to the website. I guess that we're on all the social medias. We're not hard to find. You can either participate in someone else if they're hosting an event. That's easy. Just show up, you sign up and show up. Now, if guys host an event at their house, we call those private events because some guys may not want perfect strangers at their house. So we can control that and give them the ability to. They can ask, hey, I'm in town. I want to come. Can I come to your? And they may want to talk to that guy or figure out who they are before. So we don't advertise. If it's a private event, we kind of keep it private. If it's a public event, like most of them are at, like I think the one in Orlando was at a Topgolf, something like that. Someone organized a get together there. Usually it's pay your own way. Everybody just kind of pays for whatever they eat or drink or whatever there might be. But we don't sell tickets or anything unless it's a fundraiser. We've done that where it's a charity thing and all that. We say 110% goes to charity. We make sure every dollar goes to the worthy charity. So you can host an event, you can participate at an event, or you can join us online. We do a live stream and we have some fun with that. We're also welcoming sponsors. And we're interested in licensing arrangements or affiliate arrangements if we think it's appropriate. We've got some brands that we collaborate with and work with. One of our longtime sponsors is a brand called Sport Clips, which is hair shops or hair salons for men and boys. And they're all over the country. And we've had some fun with the people at Sport Clips giving us support and some discounts and stuff if you guys need a haircut, whatever. So it's a lot of ways to get involved, and really it's a matter of what are you interested in. If we call the alpha dads, the guys that have a group or lead a club already. We had a club out in Vancouver, Canada, that was a bicycle club of guys, and there were about 20 or 30 guys, and they said, this is perfect for us. We're going a bike ride all day on Saturday, and then we meet at a beer brewery for Father's Eve as a group. And they just stay along and they invite other guys who maybe don't want to ride the bikes all day but come together at night. So it's if you've got an existing group, if you've got just a family and friends event in your backyard, or, I mean, it's a multi-dimensional opportunity is what I would call it. It could be anything you want. Or we've had guys that zoom in because they're stuck at home and they got something they can't get away, but they want to be part of it, so they'll zoom in and log into there. local event, but at their time zone, they might see 15 or 20 other cities. Then guys coming in from all over the place, and then we do the countdown toast at the same time, and just to make it fun. That's the memorable moment is the countdown toast. So if you do nothing else, join us online for the countdown toast. And if you're in a market where we've got an event, go to that one or have another one. If you want to have, if they're on the other side of town and you want to do one on your side of town, or if you want a private event just in your backyard or your garage or whatever, we're open to all of that. It's easy to do. You click through on the website. It's going to send me a notice. I'm going to schedule a phone call because I want to know who you are, where you are, and what you have in mind. There's no fee. There's no credit card. There's nothing like that. It's just a simple agreement. And then we set it up online. We set it up on the socials and we promote the heck out of it. And the idea is that we get enough guys doing this time over time and it gets a little snowball effect. We can get some sponsors and some visibility to help make it even bigger and even more fun. So that's
I
kind of
love
the
it.
ambition, is to just continue to grow it year over year over year.
There are a lot of business leaders listen to this podcast, and I hope that one of them is connected to sponsors, to all those listening. Help find the dads in your life. If you are a dad, come and join. Again, the website, fathersEve.com. All the socials are linked, the calendar's there, and every other opportunity. John Francis, again, founding father, thank you so much for all of the work you're doing. Thank you for the impact that you are creating in the world. It's a tough time for men. Social media, by and large, may or may not be helping. But organizations and communities like Father's Eve can absolutely help us know that we are not alone in the things that maybe we stress and worry about. So thank you again for your
That's right.
great effort, John. And thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Josh. I really appreciate the opportunity and welcome the connection and the sharing this with your audience. It's a great opportunity. Thank you.
If you've enjoyed this conversation, I'd love to invite you to share your message with the world at podverified.com, where thousands of podcast hosts and thoughtful guests are connecting the right way. Podverified helps match you with the right stages for your level of authority. No more wasting time on brand new shows that just aren't a fit. Your guest authority score is free, and so are your first two podcast matches. Come hang out with me there. I'd love to learn more about your business, support your mission, and help promote you far and wide. Just head to www.podverified.com to get started. And of course, if you'd like to be a guest right here on The Thoughtful Entrepreneur, just go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. Thanks for being a part of this movement. We rise by lifting others.